I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Entergy Vermont Yankee says it wants to move its spent nuclear fuel into dry cask storage in 2017, 2 years earlier than originally planned. The company says this will allow it to transfer all of the spent fuel before 2020. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Vermont Yankee Site Vice President Chris Wamser says the company that manufactures the dry fuel storage equipment indicated recently that it would be able to deliver the storage casks ahead of schedule. And he says VY and the company learned a few lessons during the construction of the first storage pad.
Previously, we performed, I'll say, the labor of moving the fuel ourselves. And what is different now is that we've asked them to perform really all the services. So there is a little bit of a learning curve, I think, in, you know, really what that entailed to for them to provide all the service, manufacture the casks, bring them to the site, coordinate the fuel campaigns to move the fuel out of the spent fuel pool into the casks and onto the pad.
VY already has one storage pad on the Vernon site, and the company is waiting for the Public Service Board to issue a certificate of public good for the second pad. Wamser also says the company will not use money from its nuclear decommissioning trust fund to pay for the approximately $145 million project. Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia said the state supported both the accelerated schedule and the company's commitment not to use money from the decommissioning fund.
This is good news for Vermont and Vermonters and for the opportunities that it presents in terms of moving forward on the decommissioning sooner. So I'm quite excited about it, and we're grateful for Entergy fronting that with a line of credit. We think that's appropriate, and we appreciate that.
Vermont Yankee hopes to receive its certificate of public good for the second pad in early 2016 and begin construction soon after. The company expects to have the second pad fully constructed the following year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.